This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. Press Secretary Jen Psaki called it not a time to be stonewalling. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, Vice Minister of the National Health Commission, Zhang Yisheng, told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says that the numbers are stark. The coronavirus's Delta variant is raging in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging 38,000 virus cases daily, up 53% from the previous week.
The Delta variant is spreading with incredible efficiency
and is estimated to cause 83% of cases.
It is one of the most infectious respiratory viruses we know of and that I have seen in my 20-year career.
Walensky says the CDC has not changed its mask guidance. Unvaccinated Americans should keep wearing them and get vaccinated. The White House says vaccination rates are rising in some states where infection rates are soaring. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Reuters' Jonah Green reports.
Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests mostly on what it calls U.S.-financed, quote, counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, limiting the practical impact of such measures.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. One day before the opening ceremonies of the Tokyo Olympics, the director of the pageant was fired. AP's Ed Donahue tells why.
Kentaro Kobayashi is accused of using a joke about the Holocaust in his 1998 comedy act, including the phrase, "Let's play Holocaust." Organizing committee president Seiko Hashimoto apologized and said they did not know at all that such a thing existed. This time, she said they found these problems, and as this can have various diplomatic issues, they thought it would be important to deal with it as soon as possible. Earlier this week, Keigo Oyamada, a composer whose music was to be used at the ceremony, was forced to resign because of past bullying of classmates. Hiroshi Sasaka also stepped down as creative director for the opening and closing ceremonies after suggesting a Japanese actress should dress as a pig. I'm Ed Donahue.
Haitians heard mass for slain President Jovenel Moïse at Notre Dame Cathedral in Cap-Haïtien on Thursday. With tears in their eyes, many were emotional during the service and demanded justice. Dozens marched through the streets, singing and chanting. Unrest had roiled the northern Haitian city of Cap-Haïtien on Wednesday as demonstrators set up roadblocks in protest against the assassination earlier this month of Moïse. Government officials say the former president was murdered by a team of mostly Colombian mercenaries, but many questions remain unanswered, including why the president's security forces did not do more to protect him. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.